a GoFundMe page for the family of Const. Shaylin Yang, who was killed in the line of duty this week, has raised close to $60,000 within the first day. The Burnaby RCMP officer, who was a Richmond resident, was killed on Tuesday at a homeless encampment. The GoFundMe page states donations will be used towards arrangements and to help her family's finances. Yang, who was 31, is survived by her spouse and family. The GoFundMe page describes Yang as someone with an extraordinary gift for lifting others up. What set Shaylin apart was her heart and its capacity to help and care for others, it continues. Her innate spirit of putting others before herself was what led her to dedicate her life to service. The GoFundMe page also included heartfelt comments from those who have donated. We honor your bravery, Shaylin. We know you've touched many lives. Always in our hearts. Rest in peace, posted New Westminster Police Department. B-Watch Patrol Division in the GoFundMe page. Adrian and Jeff Ho posted, we will always remember you, Shay. Salute to your bravery, service and sacrifice. Our heartfelt condolences. A Burnaby bylaw employee, Robert Grimm, said his department and the RCMP mental health team work closely together. Thank you for answering the call to duty and may you rest in peace. The loss still stings, but your service and sacrifice is appreciated beyond words. A former high school classmate talked about doing kendo with Yang in high school, and described her as a wholeheartedly good soul. Shay had a way of making you laugh and stop worrying with her jovial nature and calming presence, read the post from Justine Yu. Yang was a full-time volunteer with Richmond RCMP's victim services before training to become a police officer. She was posted at the Burnaby detachment after she graduated. Yang died after being stabbed at Broadview Park near Canada Way and Coral Avenue. She had attended the park with a City of Burnaby Parks employee responding to a complaint, according to police. The suspect involved in the incident was sent to hospital with gunshot wounds but is expected to survive. 37-year-old Jongwon Ham has been charged with first-degree murder. Murder is automatically first degree when the victim is a police officer, under the Criminal Code of Canada. The GoFundMe was set up by Simone Yang. With files from Cornelia Naylor, Burnaby Now.